The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for joining us once again for our online business briefing, where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays out there in the market today. And to that end, we are speaking once again with Uranium Energy Corp. They're traded on the NYSE American Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol UEC. I want you to learn more about the company by heading over to their website, uraniumenergy.com. The company does a tremendous job of keeping their investors and potential shareholders in the know through that website. And of course, you can visit Investor Brand Network. Go take a look at the clients tab and you will find an in-depth profile on Uranium Energy Corp. But we are lucky to be joined once again by the president and CEO of Uranium Energy Corp. And that is Amir Adnani. Amir, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me again.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to call in, Amir. And as I said in the introduction, we have done an interview with you already. But if you would give us a quick refresher on what your company does, and then we're going to jump into some recent news that gives a really good foundation for what the company will be up to in 2021. But for those not familiar with your company, give us the business model.
Hey, Stuart, thank you. I'd love to do that. You know, Uranium Energy Corp is a U.S.-focused developer of uranium projects using the low-cost and environmentally friendly in-situ recovery method. In South Texas, we have our hub-and-spoke strategy. This is anchored by our fully licensed Hobson processing facility. This is one of only few uranium processing plants in the country. And we have a number of projects, including our Burke Hollow project that was in the news recently. We're going to talk about that, which will be a source of U.S.-mined uranium. And what is uranium used for? It's used for generating electricity in nuclear power plants. And stored 55% of U.S. carbon-free energy comes from nuclear power. And 100% of the uranium needed right now to fuel these reactors is coming from foreign sources. We have completely lost the ability to mine uranium in the U.S. from domestic sources. And you and I both know the importance of local sources of vital needs, be it energy resources, be it masks, be it pharmaceuticals. And so what we're trying to do is to really rebuild and restore the domestic foundation to mine uranium, the fuel that is needed to run our 96 reactors in this country. And the Department of Energy and the government, and this works very well with supporting the Biden administration's climate objectives to further reduce carbon emissions. That to that end, the Department of Energy is launching a program called the U.S. Uranium Reserve. And they're going to look to purchase $1.5 billion of newly mined U.S. origin uranium over the next 10 years. This is exciting. And in the 15 years that I've been the CEO of Uranium Energy Corp, our business has been around for 15 years. We've never seen a program like this where the U.S. government looks to purchase uranium. And so with our fully permitted projects in South Texas and Wyoming, we are the leader in our space for having the largest resource base of fully permitted, low-cost in-situ recovery projects. And that is also part of what we've announced here recently at our Burke Hollow project in South Texas, where we've commenced a very aggressive and large-scale development program to get ready to supply uranium to this new newly instituted U.S. Reserve, and of course to the global market and to U.S. utilities.
Wow, so much in there to get our head around, listeners. I almost encourage you to listen to that whole segment one more time. What a terrific time to be speaking with you, Amir. Let's jump into this news that came out January 26th. Using that ticker symbol again, listeners, UEC, I want to point out the fact that your chairman is the former U.S. Energy Secretary, Spencer Abraham, and he talks in this press release about what you just pointed to. This is unprecedented times for uranium and the energy market itself as we look to reduce our carbon footprint and get carbon-free energy for not only our domestic use, but also strategic defense priorities. There's a lot to unpack in this press release as well, because it does give an outlook and what you will be doing at that Brook Hollow project, among other projects. So with that, jump right into that for us, Amir.
We're privileged to have, as the chairman of our company, as you point out, a former United States Energy Secretary in Spencer Abraham. And Spence, having been at the Department of Energy, having run the Department of Energy, couldn't be involved with our company at a better time, especially when you consider that this new U.S. uranium reserve will be administered out of the Department of Energy. And the bottom line is that we are experiencing a historic moment for nuclear power in the United States from a standpoint of bipartisan support for nuclear energy. And you know what it's like, Stuart. I mean, how many other sectors or topics these days can you say have bipartisan support? I mean, DC and our political life has been so sharply divided in recent years. And when it comes to nuclear power, it's the opposite. We have bipartisan support. That's a foundation to really build upon, where both the Republicans and Democrats really see the fact that if we're going to meet the needs of the climate scientists and people that are concerned about the environment, while at the same time reducing our overdependency on foreign sources for energy, we need to have a foundation to mine uranium domestically in the U.S. That's what Spence is advocating as the chairman of our company. And we're rising to that occasion as a company. As a company, we are really today at our Brook Hollow project, and this is the news from January 26th that you refer to. We are currently building one of the largest production areas currently in the United States and in the 45-year history of uranium mining in South Texas. We have rigs on the property. We've got local staff, our team. We're hiring locally. We're creating jobs and adding to the economic development in the local communities that we're in South Texas, or once we commence work also in the Powder River Basin of Wyoming. These are incredible opportunities, because not only are you creating local jobs, you're creating local well-paying jobs, but you're also tying it back to developing the ability to mine uranium domestically. And again, this dovetails strategically with our plans to be a key supplier to the U.S. uranium reserve. And I'm excited about this Brook Hollow project and what we've done there. You know, Stuart, we discovered this project. Our team made a grassroots discovery in 2012. 8 years later, we've received all the final permits. We've gone through the very long, time-consuming permitting process to permit a uranium mine. We've completed those very key steps. And so today we can really be in the driver's seat and in control to continue drilling, continue to grow the size of our resource. We've had tremendous success with every drilling campaign. We've managed to increase the size of our mineral endowments at the property. And all of that really makes Brook Hollow one of the most exciting uranium projects in the United States today. And it's actively being developed by our company. And that's what the latest news is. And we're going to have more news built around the ongoing drilling activity at the project for weeks and months to come.
Well, let's talk about other projects, because that's not all you've got going on there at UEC, and that's what's very impressive about your company. And many companies would rest on this particular project because it has a 45-year history of big projects there in South Texas. Just in my backyard, I'm here in Austin, Texas, so I'm familiar with the uranium story there, but it's not all you have. You also have the projects in Wyoming, correct?
We have so much more, and I really encourage the listeners to have a look at our company PowerPoint presentation available at www.uraniumenergy.com. And what this company has put together, especially during the bear market that we've had in the uranium industry over the last decade, is we've been an aggressive acquirer of assets to grow our business during a downturn. And the key is really that in the mining business, if you can acquire assets at a time when they're out of favor and pricing is low, you're able to secure much better longer-term value for your company and for your shareholders. And so we've been, despite the fact that we have a very strong core focus with our South Texas and Wyoming projects, which are fully permitted, which gives us the ability to have baseline potential for 4 million pounds per year production using the low-cost in-situ recovery method. We've managed to put together a portfolio of assets in other states as well. In Colorado, in Arizona, we have projects that have been previously explored with resource estimates and engineering studies that have been completed. We have a portfolio of assets outside of the United States and Canada with exploration, in Paraguay with uranium projects that have resource estimates. And so what you see here is not a one-trick pony. You see a company that, despite the fact that we're a small cap company, we have the portfolio that you would typically see in a much larger business. As you said, every one of our projects could potentially be a company maker, but we have a real portfolio here, a portfolio that is large, diversified. It has a strong focus towards production and being a leader when it comes to the production of uranium with low cost in the United States, but it's got great optionality for the longer term value proposition we see in the uranium market. As we come out of 10-year bear market, there's a strong bull market sitting on the other side of that. And we're positioned for that. The strategic positions we also have, not just in owning assets, you know, our company also owns a 20% equity stake in a uranium royalty company, very aptly named Uranium Royalty Corp. That strategic interest is also something that gives us direct exposure to the royalty business and the fact that Uranium Royalty is the only pure play uranium royalty company in the world. We also own the world's largest titanium asset in Paraguay. We view that as non-core and we plan to divest of it at some point, but it's a world-class deposit and it gives us yet another value driver. So again, to your point, after 15 years of being very aggressive at acquiring projects near the bottom of the cycle, we're really coming out of this environment of a bear market and transitioning into a bull market for uranium with a full deck of assets, a portfolio approach. And that that is unique. And you won't find that, in my opinion, anywhere else. And for a company that's you know, trading near the low end of the value range of the last decade, at a time period where the entire stock market is at an all-time high, there's also a deep value argument to be made for a company like this, a sector like uranium. And I think it's an exciting time to be telling our story.
Well, listeners, once again, we are speaking with Amir Adnani, and I want to give you that ticker symbol one more time for Uranium Energy Corp, because this is a heck of an interview. Take a look at UEC as soon as you get a chance, and then also uraniumenergy.com. Thank you so much, Amir, for your time and your insight, not only into your company, but this time and this place for uranium. As you said, and a point well taken, how many things in a divided country do we get this kind of bipartisan support for? And now we can domestically produce this cleaner energy. Kudos to you and your company. We look forward to great things from Uranium Energy Corp here in 2021 and well beyond. Thanks, Amir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. For Amir Adnani, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners.
you should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.